Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, Mr. Ray Eye.
Good morning. Welcome to the campfire.
Well, good campfire.
Wonderful, warm campfire. Pull that chair in close. Happy Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We're coming to you from the bunker. This is Ray Eye. I'm here with the Vogler Vogler. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Vogler Vogler?
Had a great time.
How are you enjoying that pumpkin pie this morning?
This is real pumpkin pie.
My queen made that pumpkin pie.
Handmade.
She sent that in just for you guys.
This is unbelievable. It has flavor instead of just that orange-looking stuff.
But you know something? Matty G's here with us. Hey, Matty G, you want to know something? First of all, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. How was yours?
It was absolutely fabulous. Time with family and friends. Family time. Great time. I think Vogler Vogler would say it was great if we gave him a dog biscuit, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm easy.
Yeah, but I think he really likes. So let's get Matt's opinion on the pumpkin pie.
That was incredible.
Okay,
like,
good.
You know, hat tip to Mrs. I there.
She did a great job.
Yes, she did.
And Peanut's already conked out. She's had her breakfast, and she's wanting pie this morning, but she can't have it. And I want to wish all our kids good luck out there today. What a great morning for deer hunting for those youth hunters. My goodness, Bambi was moving. I saw some brush carp on the way in. I hope the kids do really, really well. You guys out there and gals bow hunting are crossbow hunting, whatever you may be using this morning, you should be in very good shape for whitetail brush carp. They were everywhere against us. I had to literally stop in the road and let them cross. And another time, one was right in the road ditch, and I'm like, don't do it, don't do it. I had to really slow. They were all over the road. Of course, the sad part, there was a lot of them on the road. We had a big deer season, a big time out there. We're going to talk a little bit about some deer hunting and stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, of course, right, Vogler Vogler?
Yes.
And Vogler's going to have some news items for you, but we had a great time in the Missouri Ozarks. And it's really difficult to shoot television in the Ozarks. And now, you know, I've done it for several years. Well, many years, actually. But the television stuff, I know why other television shows don't go to the Ozarks to do deer hunting shows. They go to Iowa and Illinois and Kansas. Obviously, it's not the easiest place in the world to shoot a show. But, boy, when you capture it, when you do capture it, it's all worth it. I got a beautiful hunt with my brother Marty. Took a nice buck, all on camera. And we'll let you know about that a little later. It'll be on Midwest Outdoors Television.
And you've always said it's like hand-to-hand combat because it's up close and personal.
Yeah. It's just
you don't have these long shots.
It's a whole different thing. We were hunting just off the National Scenic Riverways and also next to Missouri Department of Conservation land on some private ground. And it's just, you know, there's a lot of hunters in the woods. We're in Howell County. Boy, what a great deer season. And they did a great job with that. And we'll talk about that. But
I don't find it funny anymore, but when you shoot a deer or Marty shoots a deer, there's no trail in it.
No.
It's proper shot placement.
It's what you need to do. You don't want to chase deer around. You want the most ethical and best shots you can take because that's the right thing to do. And like I told Marty, the deer, the problem with this buck, if it's a problem, have him on camera coming, and if he gets behind these limbs, we're not going to get a shot at all. And if he gets behind the limbs, you can try to reposition your equipment and get turned around, but who knows what's going to happen. He may turn and jump. He may leave, whatever. So I just told Marty, I said, we need to do this. And some hunters out there will claim kind of an angle, straight on shot's not a good shot. But if you're a good shot and you know how to place your shot, it's a fine shot. Obviously, the video. And we did have one hunter down there that we can't really show the video because it's for Midwest Outdoors Television. But, you know, in camp, a couple guys, he goes, oh, my gosh. He says, can't believe you took that shot. I said, the deer is dead.
Yeah.
Marty aimed at the base of the neck in the front, was going to shoot him there, but he was walking, and he kind of turned a little bit, so he raised up at the base of the neck and shot him in at the base of the neck at the top of the back and put him down, and he was done.
Well, your
didn't
other
run, he was over.
Your deer in the freezing snowstorm, and that has to be 15 years old.
Older than that.
Yeah, really, 20 years
well,
old.
Well, I headshot him with a muzzleloader, 41 caliber.
You looked at the camera and goes, this is over. Boom. And that was it. But I think too many people confuse those heart-lung shots of archery.
Too many people aim behind the front shoulders to try to shoot the heart low and try to shoot the heart or through the lungs, which is, you know.
Okay.
Okay, but if you watch much TV or if you experience much of it, they run away. If you shoot them through the front shoulders, they don't go anywhere. Look at all the deer kills that we have on video. We shoot them through the front shoulders, they don't go anywhere. There's no blood trailing. And it's only the right thing to do if you're going to selectively harvest a great animal. And all that great food, just like all the food, look at all the hunters that fed families to share the harvest with the Conservation Federation of Missouri. You got some kind of numbers there someplace. You probably don't know what you do with them. It was, well, that one year we was on the air, they talked like tons of that stuff.
It was.
Look at him. He's got to look for his stuff.
It was right here.
You're
right
killing
here.
Me. Oh, you don't know. Yeah. Let's talk about the turkeys. Let's talk more about the deer. We got sidetracked talking about the deer. Second segment, we're good. Let's talk about domesticated turkeys versus wild turkey. What's the difference in your Thanksgiving bird? And I've got a little bit of information here for you. Miso American cultures first began raising turkeys between 2,000 and 3,000 years ago, not only for the meat, but for other tools essential to survival. Did you know that, Vogelbauer?
No, I didn't. What other tools?
For many hunters, the turkey is the symbol of spring, and that is kind of true today, but for me, the Thanksgiving turkey is the fall turkey, you know, fall turkey hunting, but not that many people fall turkey anymore. When the weather begins to warm and winter dry foliage turns green once again, it's to signal the turkey season is upon us. And then it says for even larger population in the United States, so the turkey is mostly associated with fall, specifically Thanksgiving dinners, where the birds are served up with stuffing, mashed potatoes, and gravy. Of course, we're talking about Thanksgiving. But most Americans aren't consuming the same turkey Thanksgiving that wild turkeys. You know, it talks about the origin of the wild turkey, and it is interesting that we're domesticated rather recently compared to other animals. Cattle, pig, cats, dogs, and chickens have been part of the human life for at least 10,000 years. Science tells us that the first turkey was domesticated around 2,000 years ago, so they're not that new. But I can tell you, it goes on about raising them, and National Academy of Science shows that Anzai people of the southwestern United States also domesticated these birds. But the biggest difference for me, and this thing goes on and on, says what's the difference and et cetera, is you're shooting a free-range wild animal, wild bird, that has no additives, no preservatives, doesn't get stored, froze. It's the real deal, and it's good for you.
And smart.
Yeah. It says here, what's the difference? Domestication has resulted in turkeys that are larger, heavier, and more docile. These domesticated turkeys produce more meat at a younger age. Currently, yeah, but they're in a little cage, tiny cage. They overfeed them. They feed them all kinds of stuff. And they're genetically changed, you know, for the market, for grocery stores. Whereas you got to go out and earn that boy out there in the woods, you know. And that's what was always cool for me for fall turkey hunting, is that we'd always go out and get our fall turkey. And years ago, I'd go. My favorite time to hunt turkeys is in December, when the winter flocks, big gobbler flocks, and I'd take my fall turkey with my bow. It was really awesome. So, how close are domesticated store-bought turkeys related to the wild turkey cousins? They alter the genetics. Any species, since natural selection is no longer the primary driving force, they're absolutely different. So, domesticated birds versus wild birds. And then, do we have a drum roll of any sort, Matty G? Let's look at a drum roll. What do you think, Chris? So we look at a drum roll.
Yes.
It's talking about the DNA, different birds, blah, 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 blah. But here is the most important thing, as Matty digs around and looks for a drum roll. Yes, indeed. Do wild turkeys ever breed with domestic turkeys? The wild turkey gobblers I've been around, they'd breed with a fox squirrel if they could catch it. Yes, but the odds of that are very rare. For generations, wild turkeys have adapted to survive in the wild. They can find food, sort out the best roosting locations, build nests, and perhaps most importantly, they're evolved to avoiding predation. Domestic turkeys stand little chance against wild predators like coyotes and bobcats and such. These liberated, pen-raised birds usually meet a quick end in the wild. Though the domestic turkey is related to its wild cousin, they are many, many times removed. You can compare, I got a cousin that's many times removed. You can compare the rather dim-witted modern farm bird to their wilder relatives. The silver lining, thanks to thousands of years of domestication, we won't have to go hungry on Thanksgiving if a big gobbler fools you in the woods.
Fools me.
Chris Vogler has never had a wild turkey for Thanksgiving. Unless Uncle Ray gave it to him. That's terrible. That's terrible. Let's take a break, Matty G. And we're just going to visit around the campfire because this is just a really laid-back show. It's a holiday weekend for Thanksgiving, and we're just, like, hanging out. Hadn't seen the guys in a while, so here we go. See you on the other side.